sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
To the earful. At the Earful, the 13th episode.
Earful, the 13th.
We're getting a little spooky off the top.
Yeah, man.
Some Gorilla Toss.
Tossing it in with the Gorilla Toss.
On that DFA label, man. I've always just dug off whatever they're... I check a lot of different bands associated with them.
Our boy James Murphy.
You know, can't talk about him every show. But.
Yeah, man. I've actually heard of Gorilla Toss through you.
Yeah,
and I'm digging this track. I feel like I gotta dive more in. I didn't know they were from Boston, bro.
I think they rage in New York
town,
now, but also but from Boston. Yeah,
yeah,
for
it's
sure.
Cool, man. And with that intro track, welcome.
We're
to
back,
the Earful people.
Yeah,
welcome. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of the Earful, where we just throw up 12 tracks, we count them down, and we give you a taste of hopefully something you like.
Go a little back and forth, taste some tunes. Do a little snifter.
That's cool. A little tune tasting. That'd be kind of cool, you know? It's like a palate cleanse of different kinds of bands.
Pick this tune with your pinky up and, yeah.
But we do have a very good episode, Ty. I feel, as I always do, it's always fun to get Ty's list and then we toss them together and it just like makes this little Earful baby playlist.
I'm excited to hear you start it off, man.
Get it, get it. What kind of what? We're going to come in slow and graceful. The track is Come and Be Alone With Me off Learn to Exist, a 2013 album.
I remember this one.
Yeah, I dig it. Australian four-piece from Brisbane. It really
out there in Brisbane!
It's good, it drives, you know? Keeps building and building, you know, they know what they're doing.
Australia's got a great music scene, man.
Yeah, really.
In all honesty, they have a lot of stuff coming out that's surprisingly bold.
I feel even on this series, on the Earful, I feel we have really pulled a few Australian artists that even after listening to them and then digging deeper, I'm like, look at that. Bam, from frickin' Australia.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I guess you could say Australia is definitely making a presence, man. They're being heard. And they're also kicking off this episode of the Earful. Oi. Ty.
Yeah.
Ty, this was a cool choice, man. I went down this this little funk rabbit hole you opened up for me.
All right. So
Taste it.
I can't remember who did this. It was either DJ Shadow or a different DJ that put together this whole album by Mickey and the Soul Generation. This track's called UFO. The album that they put out was called Iron Lake, but really this is some like rarefied Texas funk.
Mm.
and they had a ton of singles, but they had never put out a full-length album.
All right.
So whoever our musical genius was went back and put it all together and just said, hey, put this shit out because it's awesome.
It's interesting that it said it was in the 1960s, man. It actually sounds like just something that would get laid out today, man. You can see its influence.
Yeah, it's...
You can hear its influence.
Tasty. Oh, man. Too much tasty, but yeah.
Like almost 8-bit organ in the background. I love it.
I don't know what it is, but I
it's really cool.
Tones are great. Yeah, I think a lot of this music was from the 60s, but this album was put out in 2002.
I mean, I'm very familiar with the term Texas funk.
Yeah.
And this falls right into that category. It's that group of awesome funk that came out of that, out of really that San Antonio scene.
It's
some funky shit. No tie,
yes.
too funky.
Too funky for you.
Oh, sorry, said the wrong one.
Hey now.
I was like, this is a tie track. Hold on. Sorry. My bad. Moving on.
Calling out. Demanding answers, pleading skies, cry for hours, dropping peace bombs, collecting prayers, sky that mirrors, sky that stares, as I sing. I've been to the mountain, and I've walked on the shore.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's you.
Kevin Robert Morby. I've never heard of this dude. This is I Have Been to the Mountain off of Singing Saw, 2016 album. Singer-songwriter. It says he was the bass guitarist for the rock band Woods and frontman of The Babies. Haven't heard of either of those bands.
I actually just got into Woods recently.
Oh, cool.
And I did.
Nice. That's really cool, man. Well, I dig his solo effort here. I think it's kind of cool. It's folky. He rocks it.
I can hear the voice that now that I think about it. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Takes you for a ride with that bass.
Bass kills it.
I don't know. Dig on some Kevin Morby. I need Morby. Okay, now I'll play this one, Tom.
Okay.
I'm an idiot. Sorry. This is Ty's pick. I like this pick, Ty.
I had a couple slow jams on this one.
I dig this, and I dig them.
Yeah, I had heard most of one other album that I liked, and I saw they had just put out a recent 2017 album called Somersault.
Mm.
And this is Beach Fossils. Let it ride. You hear this and it's beautiful, but you almost sneer when you're like, another Brooklyn act. But in all honesty, yeah, I really like their flavors. I know they start their songs with bass and they all build on the bass line. You can actually hear it in their music production. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's just some really solid lo-fi, man. It's perfectly atmospheric. And the vocal stylings on it, the voice is so good.
There's some great tracks on that album. You guys should all do some digging.
Oh, yeah. Did that just come out?
Yeah, that just came out. In May, I believe.
Delicious. All right, let's... Let's get gangsta. Long ago before the white man compared the black man with a gun in his hand.
said, fuck it, I'ma steal this land. Take it way, way back to the first black man. Long ago, before the white man could paint the black man with a gun in his hand. Take it way back to the first white man. At the very moment when he looked around and said, fuck it, I'ma steal this land. Everybody wanna tell me what I am, what I am.
Logic, man, take it back. Logic's been around for a while, man.
Yeah.
Sir Robert Bryson Hall II, better known as Logic. Yeah, man, he's a dope producer. He's a really good songwriter and rapper. He's the triple threat. Puts out some good beats. Yeah, this is Take It Back off of Everybody. Just came out in 2017. Come and see me when I am in your town. Practice what we preach before it go down. Practice what we preach before it go. Yes, I got to get the gap for show.
Logic driving that new Honda.
Yes, I got to get the gap for show. But will I have to get the gap, get the master deep down inside of me. The plantation deep down inside of me. Everybody fuck like side of me. Cause one of the other what it got to be. When it got to my mama gotta lie to me. Unity for everyone to lie to me. When I lie on earth what I try to be. I just wanna spread a message of equality. And yes, I got to give the gap for show. Will I have to get the gap? No.
Yeah, the album was really good, actually. The album has a lot of really good guest people on tracks. It's great.
I feel like rap albums are harder to come across that are great as albums.
Yes,
you know
I agree.
What I mean? Like they all go for their few singles and then you're kind of gypped with the rest of the album. That drives me crazy.
Yeah, man. You only really hope you get a hit album. You know, you get something where you're going to like to play and listen over and over.
Yeah.
Back to the days of Dre, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to listen and ride out an album. This was an interesting choice, Ty.
You hating on the Auerbach?
No, I'm not. Because the interesting thing about this dude is that he does his solo career, and a lot of times I just want to be like, dude, just stay with the Black Keys and do this with the Black Keys.
Yeah. I mean, it still sounds very Keys-esque.
But he is such a big part of the Black Keys.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is off Dan Auerbach's new album, Waiting on a Song. Just came out a couple months ago.
Pretty album. Very pretty.
And it's really, man, the production value is delicious.
It is, man.
You turn it up, you really get the full dynamic range.
I bet this will really sound great on vinyl.
I guarantee it would. Not really pulling in any crazy different songwriting magic, but they're good songs.
Yeah, he's not trying to like really go way outside of the parameters of what he brings to the table with the Black Keys. I think this is probably for him a cool departure. It's probably him to just write his own shit, and I mean he writes most of the Black Keys stuff anyway, but
yeah.
I think it's really cool. It's a different feel, different kind of styling for him. Very cool, man. Yeah, and I mean, as we tell everybody with all of these tracks, if you like what you're listening to, go out and check out these artists.
Don't be afraid.
Listen to some albums. Listen to some Christ. You can listen to any track you want to nowadays on most of the music sources online. And go to a music store, for God's sake.
It's still fun to go to the music store.
Give some patronage to some great Orlando places like Park Ave CDs. And,
Park Ave.
Throw some other
East
ones
West.
Out there, Ty. Bam. East West.
The donut shop.
Hells yeah.
There's all sorts of great places
to go and pick
a vinyl.
Orlando's a great scene to go out, pick some music, find some great vinyl. I mean, who knows? Cassettes, tapes, CDs. I mean, just go out and ingest music any way you can and share it with people.
It's what it's all about, man.
That's what it is all about.
Putting it on at the right time for the right ears, the right moment, the right talk.
And helping the artists, because the artists got to keep going too. So however much, you know, you find your sources, you know, go to a show, you know?
Go to a show, damn it.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Go to a show.
Go. And people do play here in Orlando. You can go to a good show.
Oh,
I
guarantee. Lots of good shows. Lots of good bands, you know? This was an interesting one, Ty.
Is it my turn? It's your turn.
It's my turn. It's my turn. Yeah, so, okay, this band is Daphne. This track is Face to Face, and it's off the single Face to Face. So, like, I listened to this. It's a little bit of a slow burn. It really takes a while for it to pick up and the vocals come in or whatever, but I'm listening to it, and then as I'm researching it, I'm looking back, and I see who this person is. And I'm like, of course this is who this is. So if you're familiar with Caribou or Manitoba,
yeah,
this is who this dude is. This is Dan Snaith. And Dan Snaith's a Canadian composer, musician, multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah.
And this is his new project, which is Daphne, which is more of him playing as an instrumentalist.
I've listened to both Caribou and Manitoba before. Yeah.
And this is his new thing, man.
Oh, shit.
One of those tracks that takes its time. It's not really rushing to get anywhere. I dig the vocals though. When the vocals drop in, they drop in. I'm gonna skip ahead of the song. Hold on.
Skipping ahead to the vocals.
There we go. Ugh, it just changes the whole song. So this track is Face to Face off a yet-to-be-released, maybe a whole album by Daphne.
Awesome.
D-A-P-H-N-I. Daphne.
Oh, Daphne.
Ty, you can always count on you to bring us the funky shit, man, I'm telling you.
Watch out. Yeah.
Good find, Ty.
They only made one album, Magnum.
Only one?
Just one album, man.
They hung in there for one.
But the one album's pretty tasty, I can't lie. It's funky as fuck.
Oh.
This song right here, Funky Monkey.
You mean Funky Junkie? Funky
Junkie, my bad.
Ain't no monkeys here. Oh, just junkies.
Man. Oh man, that was bad.
And they're getting down. So let's let them get down.
Funky Junkie making a score. Gunshot of his dad's trying to get some more.
Damn.
Funky Junkie in a hotel room. Gonna grab his woman and eat his spoon.
Yeah, man, they were definitely tasty.
Funky Junkie was a hell of a guy.
Now, I would assume this was found during your recent jaunt down the funk hole.
Little bit down my funk hole, man.
It's really crazy, too, with, like, funk in that period of time, because it's, like, it was so on fire. It's, like, all these big groups came out that just was, like, I mean, it's almost unsurmountable, like, to even chew through the amount of funk bands that came out.
And there's a lot of really good funk that you never hear that, you know, the radio isn't going to play. It's just delicious funk that's not, you know, in its heyday anymore, but it's still funky as fuck.
And you feel all the influences of just all new funk. And, I mean, all the bands that are just getting kids going out to these, like, jam band festivals and stuff. It's all like, they want shit like this.
Yeah, man.
They want to dance.
They used to call this soul music, too, you know.
Yeah, for sure. They did. But you feel the soul.
Yeah.
Totally.
Funky Junkie.
Thanks for that Funky Junkie time. Tops, go figure, a Canadian indie rock band from Montreal.
Tops Gun.
Yeah, man, all girl band. I think it's a trio. I dig it, man.
I like it a lot.
Man, just kind of moves.
If you promise to do the same, you saw the tail end in the water.
Call me.
Yeah. Little sexy harmonies. This is a good, oh, this is a good one, Ty. It's funny because when I listen to the track too, I'm like, is there something wrong with it? You know, it's always funny when you listen to a track and it's like, it's intentional, but then you're like, oh, yeah, I get it now. Yeah. This is good. This is a good one.
I really dug this album too, but this is Sophie Tucker, or Tucker. I'm not really sure how she pronounces it, but song was called Awoo. You have to say it like that. And it was Soft Animals EP that came out last year, 2016. Another New York-based music duo, Sophie Hollyweld and Tucker Halpern.
Now I see where they're getting the Sophie Tucker.
Yeah.
They're like weird plays on their names.
Tucker and yeah.
I see what you guys did there.
Tucker.
Yeah, dude. Like, you sent me this album like a week ago, and I did immediately just like I played it a few times. It's really catchy.
That Lion song kills me too, but yeah. The song it just jams correct.
I kind of like the theme of the album is also all about off Soft Animals,
yeah.
And it's very animal themed.
Yeah.
Like the beats and the sounds, and it's all of it. It's really cool. Very tribal.
Yeah, they got a lot of like, it's like straight up dance with bongos and shit.
Yeah,
you know,
it's good. Hope to hear some more from Sophie Tucker, dog.
Hey now.
Let's get dirty with it here.
We're getting all sorts of dirty Canadian.
Dirty Canadian. Sounds like a good drink.
I'll have a dirty Canadian on the rocks. Just one rock.
Guys, of course, a very Canadian name, Mounties.
Mounties.
Mounties. The track is Headphones, and this was off the Headphones single back in 2013. I mean, this band completely passed me by, but another Canadian indie rock band. Go figure.
They got that punk.
I guess that they're actually considered a indie rock supergroup because I guess there's a singer-songwriter, Hawksley Workman, and Steve Bays of Hot Hot Heat. I have heard of Hot Hot Heat, and Ryan Dahl of Limb Lifter. Limb Lifter. But it's real dirty, grungy Canadian. Yeah. Yeah, Canada.
Go Canada.
And Canada brings us to number 12, Ty's
brings
track.
Us right back to Florida.
Really, dude? Yeah, I wasn't familiar with this group, Ty. It's cool, though.
They just played a local show recently with some friends of mine, and they gave them a lot of big props, and I went and listened to their EP that they just put out, and I really kind of dug what they were doing, man. I like what you found. King Complex is an intrepid project that recontextualized organic instrumentation. Oh God, I can't read anymore. Organic instrumentation and pop compositional approaches. Yeah, they and with lots of electronic twinge, obviously.
It's very different, yeah.
They were kind of described to me as prog psychedelic shit.
Interesting.
And then when I got there, it's like I don't know what to call this.
King Complex. Great name.
Yeah. The song's called White Room. And it was off their King Complex EP. Came out last year. Just like I got a recommendation, if you guys have anything you're listening to, don't be afraid to give us a shout, because we'd love to know what tastes your ears, just like us putting out 12 tracks every week.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, we're always interested to be turned on to new stuff, because we are always sharing our stuff with each other, and I think even people that might be even listening to a kind of music that maybe I wouldn't even like, you know, tell me why I'm going to like it, you know?
Convince me
while I'm gonna like it. But we're not trying to convince anybody on this show. We're just trying to give you a little taste, a little flavor of a lot of different stuff. And we do. We trunch through a lot of different stuff. And I think we're putting it out there. And we're hopefully you guys are really liking it. Well, that was King Complex. That was number 12.
Shit.
And that brings us. I was so glad to see this on the lineup, man, because I missed this segment.
Yeah.
What time is it?
All right, spin it, Ty.
Ow.
Work out that arm.
That's my jam.
Spin that wheel. Spin.
Who done did it?
All right, what's our category for my jam? Who's it gonna be? What's the jam? Okay, all right, that's a good one, Ty. Favorite Weird Al song?
Ooh, Weird Al.
Man, I gotta say, I mean, I'm a nerdy kid. Definitely, I always liked Weird Al, man.
I had Weird Al CDs.
Weird Al just came into the fold. Same thing, and it was always kind of like he put out enough CDs as a kid growing up. I mean, no matter in what generation you were at, I mean, I remember there was the stuff in the 80s, the 90s.
Yep.
You could always kind of set your clock to a Weird Al album.
And I think he's still kind of doing it.
He is,
surprisingly.
Man. Yeah, because he recently had all his kind of his success with, like, for the first time, I think, being in, like, the top 10 or something, like having a number one song or something. I really do think he had this really explosive moment a couple years ago. But I've heard from people, I've never seen Weird Al in concert. I hear he's freaking awesome.
Me neither. I wish I had a chance.
That's kind of a weird
once,
nerd bucket list thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, when Ty and I are tasked with my jam, I mean, Ty's jam. I mean, Ty had a great pick, man, and I got to agree with Ty.
This one killed me when it came out.
This brings it back to the beginning.
Hell yes.
So rad. Another one rides the bus, bruh.
To make the armpit sounds and everything.
Dude, off of his self-titled, man. This was OG album.
Riding in a bus down the boulevard and the pace won't create a band. But a seesaw had to stand with a purpose in the back. It was smelling like a locker room. There was junk all over the floor.
And I mean, this is even like, this is the shit he like sent to like Dr. Demento.
Look at it. Oh, yeah.
It's so raw. I love it. Like he, and you know Dr. Demento heard this. He was like, this guy is going to be a fucking star.
He also inspired me to get a couple accordions.
Yeah, you rock the accordion?
I do, man. Just a little bit. I can get away with a little polka.
Super good choice, Ty. Mine is kind of obscure and strange because it's probably one of the only a cappella Weird Al songs. And he kills it.
Since you've been gone, since you went, I feel like I've been chewing on tin foil. Since you've been gone, it's like I got a great big mouthful of cod liver oil. Well, I'm feeling like I stuck my hand inside a blender and turned it on. You know I've been in a buttload of pain since you've been gone.
Yeah, man. This was 90s, bro. This was like, what was it, 96. This is 96. Bad Hair Day.
Bad Hair Day was pretty good.
Bad Hair Day was solid, man, because it had the Coolio track on there. Everybody was loving that disc. Yeah, but he's a showman.
Since you've been gone.
Dude, thank you, Weird Al. Thank you for existing and just being you. I don't know even what to compare you to, Weird Al. You know, like, what's a good, you know, who is... Is Weird Al our somebody, our parents? Do they have a Weird Al? like a talented dude that just kind of traveled through the times with them. Always put out a good album. I don't know.
but like Weird Al.
but would he have to be weird? Yes, he would definitely have to be weird. And that's the best way we like to wrap it up here at the Earful.
A little weird.
In a weird way.
Indeed.
But thanks for listening. Fun, we made it through, another episode. This is Earful the 13th.
Earful the 13th.
And we had 12 really interesting tracks there. And what we do with all these is we post them up on www.onoradioshow.com. We have our own special URL now, The Earful.
Oh No Earful.
Oh No Earful, www.onoearful.com. And all our past episodes are up there. So if you want to go up there, you want to check out stuff, I mean, you can kind of get lost in them. We are way over 10 deep, and we keep making them. They're a ton of fun.
Ton of fun, man.
And
digging with you.
Oh, dude, it's fun. It's always fun to have a person to throw some stuff off of, to listen to. And we always say, too, if you have suggestions, throw them at us.
Don't be afraid.
You should also listen to the Ono Radio Show every Thursday night at 8:30.
Holla, holla, holla.
They go live at Mixlr.com/Ono Radio Show. And we're just a big, happy podcast family. We're all making original content, having fun, and we're glad that you are aboard for this voyage. The voyage. maybe not voyage. Voyage has a different twang to it.
I suppose it does.
All right. So let's do the thing where we play the
you
track.
Get to pick.
And we get off. And
what you want to jam.
And I'm going to pick it. And I am feeling... I like this. Tops. Tops is like smooth. Take me out smooth, baby.
Hey,
well,
girl.
Hey, thank
hey
you
girl.
So much for listening to The Earful. I'm Tom.
And I'm Ty.
And thanks for listening. Cheers to those ears, baby.
Cheers to the ears. See you guys next time.
Later.
We hope you enjoyed the music.
Brother, I am coming back. An ear full of music and an arm full of you. So full of red hot rhythm, who could?